Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino. America's
social casino. Studies find that partners who roast each other are up to 300% more likely to be in a successful relationship.
300%?
Yeah. Wow. What do you think about that, Sasquatch?
Pretty good, tiny man.
I can smell you from here. Well, you got to remember that deodorant.
I did forget today.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? I swear, you though, stink. If you... clog the toilet one more time and leave it clogged. I mean, that raises my blood pressure so high.
It's never clogged. You just have to wait for it to, it eventually decomposes.
That's not how it works.
You stink.
I do not stink.
Love you.
I also could really use less. I feel like
The bit's over.
I feel like it was over.
The bit's over. No, I thought I ended it with love you.
This morning, we were trying to like have a relaxing morning. It was so peaceful. Trey lit a fire on our screen porch. It's nice weather.
It was.
And he's like, talk to me. What? Why aren't you talking to me? Come on, give it. And I'm like, can we not just sit here and relax?
There's just nothing. I just want to look over and she just goes, isn't this morning amazing and the fire you made amazing?
She has something to say. This is so nice.
Is this like all times of day she's like this?
I'm never going to get it, but I beg like I'll get it one day, but I won't. Just her
and
one
Thomas
day just be like.
Is identical to him. It is hilarious. I'll be in the kitchen. He's trying to eat and he goes, will you sit down and talk with me, mommy?
Yeah. Everyone in the house is just trying to get it out of her. We love you. He'll be like, how's your day? Because he's learning how to talk and ask questions. She goes, good. Then he pauses. He goes, ask me about my day. Like, that's how you have to talk to her, dude. Give
me something. I'm busy.
Okay. We're back, Recties. Thanks for all the love. Thanks for blowing away the Patreon goal. Rachel was on the Patreon pod.
Yeah.
So good job, Rachel.
If you still haven't gone and seen it, go watch. And all the other pods and all the... You blew past the goal so far that we're almost to the next goal of Katie and I racing on a track.
Oh, wow. I really need to train for that.
Mm-hmm. So thank you for the love. Thanks for all the love on the road. We got lots to catch up on. Jake's been out traveling.
I've done some market research for us. I've come back with some data.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, you got a little tan, too?
Do I?
Yeah.
That's a little color.
You're looking sun-kissed.
Yeah, that's a good word for
it. No longer the palest in the studio.
All right. Suck it, Derek.
Hey,
everyone's like, Derek's black? What is it?
Yeah,
is
he's light skin.
Like, subscribe, enjoy. Let's roll music. Correct opinions.
Correct opinions. Yeah, I got to see a lot of podcast listeners in person this week and just got a few things of feedback.
You went, yeah, so for those who don't know, you had a big,
yeah,
you had a big getaway with some of your other podcast listeners, but were some Recties there too?
I cheated on you guys momentarily.
Yeah, you did.
I have another podcast and we went on vacation with them, but there's some crossover, obviously.
Crossover. Oh, there's some people there that are like, listen, man, I don't mess with the Recties stuff. They're like, I've tried it, not for me.
So kind of.
Yeah.
What it is they're like, I love it's the her, podcast with you and Trey. I'm having a little tough time with the Recty thing. I got
just the name in general.
Just the name. They really don't like the name. They're like, I feel like I can't talk about it with my friends. I can't promote it because you keep calling me a Recty. That's fair.
It's in the name. What else are we supposed to call them?
Our hands are tied.
Yeah.
We have to call you that. I
can't possibly.
Core fans. See, that's not this fun. C-O-R-R. Pennies. Pinions, our little minions.
Our little pinions.
Our little
pinions.
Our little
pinions.
Our little capinions.
Capinion.
Kinions. Correcties?
Cops?
Back the blue?
I can't see anything other than Recty, to be honest.
Onions is in there?
Onions?
Inions?
Wrecked onions?
Yeah, oh, wrecked.
All right. Well, we'll consider that. If we get enough feedback, if someone has a better name, please.
Yeah.
All ears.
We're back to square one. We're in the brainstorming phase. What do you want to be called?
The Treywads. Katie, do you have one? Katie's gang.
Katie's gang.
Yeah.
We could do like what all the middle school girls do. We have a J, a T, and a K. The JTK
jacket.
The Katie Kennedy
and
a D, group.
Jacked. we are missing a vowel, but like you kind of make it work. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you make your own word out of it.
I like that.
Jacked. Jet.
Oh, easy.
D jacked.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's a good option. We'll think about it.
Creative, huh?
Okay, so
Fulgrenites.
Yes, you said you had some insider info for us, market research.
What? We just got done with that. So that was podcast listeners telling me that they don't like the
that
name.
That
was everything I have.
Okay. Oh, go back to the notes. So
I closed the laptop
did
for
that story. I see. Well, thank you for the. I'm glad
I didn't
you're
go
on the ground.
Yeah, I mean,
people are listening.
Not a ton of crossover. I did what I could.
I was on the road too. It's fun. You meet some people that go, hey, I've been listening since day one.
Yeah.
Some people, hey, been listening since the Vine days. People come at me with that. I'm like, wow, it's been a real journey for you.
Yeah, it is kind of fun with people because your equivalent of Vine days is people telling me I've been watching you since you were juggling. And I go, wow.
Yeah.
Thanks for sticking around.
Quite a journey.
Yeah.
Oh, we had a great time. We were in Long Island, New York. Best show of the tour so far.
Woo!
Long Island.
Was
they
it really?
They brought it.
We're at Long Island, like Brooklyn or
Huntington.
Like
Huntington.
Okay.
We go up the island.
Into it. Yeah. Up into it.
Man of the people. And it's fun too, now that we're doing it long enough, the people that come up and say, this is my second time, this is my third time, this is my fourth time seeing you, which is a really cool feeling. And then we went out casino in Connecticut and then Atlantic City, baby.
Oh, that's nice.
Tell you what, I gotta give Gordon a shout out because we went to Hell's Kitchen.
Okay.
And I don't know about you guys. Sometimes you think some of these chain, or it's like celeb restaurants. I don't have high hopes.
I don't. When I see like Guy Fieri's restaurant, like that's in an airport.
Guy Fieri, they come out to the table and they're like, our dynamite trash nachos. And they like, they dump it out of a trash can.
Yeah, this is the triple bypass burger.
If you weigh 600 pounds, your meal's free. But no, this was the real deal. Very good. We had a nice team dinner after and had great shows. It's good to be back. I bought a Chiefs hat while I was up there. We were shopping at the casino. I thought, hey, I don't really have this. Is a nice one.
It's good to get it in New York.
I think that Atlantic City, the closest major hub is Philly, and I had to take the hat off. I mean, people didn't like they're it. Crazy you know, up there. I'm just walking around. Some dude was just E-A-G-L-E-S just yelling at me.
Because you were wearing a hat?
Yeah.
Jeez. Oh, wow, yeah.
And then I had told a guy, I was like, I live at Kansas City. He didn't care.
I remember.
I go, I'm not on the team.
I took an Eagles fan to a Chiefs game last season. We weren't playing the Eagles, just a Chiefs-Buccaneers game. And Travis Kelce dropped one pass. And he was like, when do we start booing? And he was completely serious. He's like, why aren't they booing?
The best tight end in franchise history by far. He dropped a pass.
Wait,
we know his address, right?
Do they boo a lot? Like, do they?
They're just known ruthless. For being the worst. They're so scary. They'll just want to fight and yell. And
I think they were the ones who threw snowballs at Santa Claus. There was an old baseball player who like didn't want to be on the Phillies and requested a trade. So every time they play him, they would throw batteries at him in right field.
Oh my
They're
gosh.
Pretty brutal.
Mm-hmm. They are.
Wow. But they kind of like it. They're like, that's who we are. We're mean.
They do. They wear the badge of honor. They're like, we're the worst. Yeah.
We saw DJ Mikel almost getting a fist fight with that Uber driver in Philly.
Oh, I do remember that.
That was awesome.
That really was.
They were going back and forth. Like, insults I didn't really even understand.
Your mother, your grandmother, they said that.
Yeah, on your mother's
mother's life.
Oh, really? Like I think that. This is serious.
Which is like really foul language to those type of people, yeah.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like Dr. Seuss.
You're not as pasta ain't crap. They said stuff like that.
I mean,
you're not a Sunday sauce is trash.
Oh wow. Yeah.
They said stuff like that. I can't remember the rest, but
There's some cheesesteak stuff in there too.
Yeah, cheese.
Wow. Yeah. Did you have any cheesesteaks while you're up there?
No. No. I didn't. I'm trying to do good. I ate pretty good.
Good job.
I really do think that. Besides, we had the nice meal. We kind of splurged. But I'm doing pretty good because I do high rocks. And so I got to get ready for that. Mm-hmm. Suddenly 3 months away. I don't know if any recties will be there, but.
Where and when again?
Dallas, November 22nd or something like that.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know. I'm very. Have you guys. I forget. Have you ever done a proper like marathon or like organized race?
No, turkey trot in Iowa.
But were you even intimidated for the turkey trot or no?
I did not feel intimidated for the turkey trot.
Okay, that's good to know. I didn't know where your line was at. I don't know. There's some real athletes out there. But you go to some of these and it is very scary because there's people out there. They're sizing you up and they're 50 years old. Like I've done a cut when I did the half Ironman. We did one race leading up to it and then the half Ironman. And like you get mouthed, like, because the way they did that, I don't know how they do other events. They write
people
your age.
Mouth you in a triathlon?
They write your age on the back of your calf. I can only assume just to humiliate you. So yeah, like when a little girl runs by, it says 13 on the back.
It's because they have age brackets.
And there's like a woman that says like, you know, 56. She goes, come on, dude, I could be your mom. And runs by me.
Okay, that kind of mouthing I can get behind. That's amazing.
It's sexist is what it is. They wouldn't mouth you. I was a victim of sexism.
Mm-hmm. So you think you are going to get maybe a little nervous, maybe a little fraidy cat? I'm trying to bring that word
back.
Yeah,
because if you look at all the guys do it shirtless. I don't know if I can.
Girls know?
Like, you know, sports bra.
Yeah.
So is it going to be a thing like, why is the kid swimming with a shirt on? Because he looks bad. Yeah. Or do I embrace that? And people go, damn.
Well, I got beat with a guy wearing an extra large cotton t-shirt in the pool today. Dang.
Yeah, that's the reverse side, I guess. I could probably beat some guys who are shirtless.
Yeah, do the running part, like with a stroller or something. Give yourself an excuse.
Yeah, put the baby strap thing on. What's that called?
The like baby wear carrier, mm-hmm. baby mm-hmm. carrier. Mm-hmm. With a baby in it or like baby doll?
No, I won't be there with a baby. Mm. You were saying you might want to come watch.
Yeah, because one of the other wives is going to be in town too, because they are going to be there with their family for Thanksgiving. I didn't.
Well, come
on,
pick them up.
So maybe I'll pick her up and we'll come. Yay, go boys! Is that the kind of energy you want?
Well, I know you don't ever give that energy for anything at all. But would you actually cheer for me? Like when I cross the finish line, let's pretend. So I'm like,
okay,
and you're I'm out there and I have a shirt on. Everyone else doesn't. All the guys have six packs and I have a shirt on. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, and I pass, you know, I'm towards the back and I finally cross it.
Good job. Do you need some water?
That's what you do. That would be it. That would be it. And you'd be there for what?
No.
What would you do, you think?
I would give you a hug and.
No matter what, no matter how sweaty he is.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you'd go. Oh, I'm actually really glad you're here. Give me a hug.
Let's roll reverse. Please show me what you finally want me to do.
Okay, you're me. Here you come. This is my husband. This is my husband. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I am so proud of you. And you should take your shirt off. You should take it off. You look good.
No, stop.
You work so hard for this. I'm so proud for you.
No, look at those guys.
We need to go right now. I want to get you your favorite little coffee treat. I'm going to give you your favorite treat.
Oh, okay. That sounds so nice.
And then, I don't care who hears it. I want to be on you.
All right. Too far.
See, that's how it's done, Katie. How hard is that?
How hard is that?
Yeah.
You should be embarrassed of your
life. Every wife.
Shouldn't be embarrassed of that.
I'm sure that's how every wife greets their husbands after that.
The way you did those broad jump burpees.
Mm.
How about you burpee this broad?
I would not
come
call
to mama.
Yeah,
broad.
Is that too much to ask?
Yes, it is. In fact, yes.
You wouldn't call yourself a broad?
No.
Could you fit burpee into the offer? Preceded by I don't care who hears this. I like that part.
I don't care who is. I do want you to be there and start a sentence with that.
Yeah.
If I
take the headphones off the baby, he needs to hear this.
If I reacted that way, you would pass out and people would think it because you were tired, but it would just be because you would
I'd be like, ooh la la.
You'd be like, who is this?
He would pass out because he has no and more shock. Blood yeah. anywhere else.
Yeah. Oh! Yeah, maybe you shouldn't. Yeah, that's too much.
It's too much. Here's the... It's too much.
Did you guys see this clip about a race?
Oh, okay.
This looks like time. The clip where...
This looks fun.
Oh, I have seen this. I have seen this. This is like so controversial.
Mom's about to finish, but... Oh.
Sending mom.
Yeah, oh. So the dad, right before she's about to finish his big race, the dad like releases the children to greet mom. She like Barry Sanders jukes them. And people are like, should she have neglected her children? Or is this bad dad for stealing her moment?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and she crossed the finish line and she wasn't like a meat. She couldn't care less about the kid. She crossed the finish line.
There was no
pumped. That's good.
What was the race? Are there any details, Derek? How, like, is this, if this That's is true. A 10K it's or a less, hug
bad,
your kids.
Half marathon, bad luck. We're going full or more?
Yeah, anything.
She's locked in.
Yeah, full marathon, half Ironman.
It was a half marathon.
It was a half marathon?
Okay, that's not that crazy. You can hug your kids at the end of that.
You can you can shave a few seconds off your half marathon to hug your kids.
That was the breaking point.
Because a half marathon is never, you're never
impressive.
Like, you're never like, you're never using that to qualify for anything, right?
That's a good point. That is purely pride and...
You have to do a real marathon to qualify for like a bigger marathon, right?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm not familiar with half marathon.
So, yeah. Yikes.
That's so funny. She was, of course, just getting flamed. Or was it people were hating on the dad?
Both.
A lot of people were hating on the dad.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of like, took away from her moment. Mm. Ain't right.
She's a mother. I can see the comments. She's a mom. All she does is take care of those kids. It's her one moment.
Yeah, yeah.
She didn't want these kids around.
Yeah.
Pick them up.
That's good. Maybe you bring the kids. We can have our own moment. I just freaking kick a kid.
You stiff arm Thomas.
Kick my son. Yeah. Yeah. Get move. All Trying day. To PR.
Yeah. I low-key think that both of our kids would be like scared in that environment.
Oh, they're what very are scared.
They are. Eva's so scared of trees right now.
They're big.
They're so loud right now. She has a right to be scared.
They're loud.
They are loud. I do understand it. It's Katie like they're dibs. Huge. They're moving around with the wind. She's like, are they coming towards me?
Have you ever
me?
Heard Katie did before?
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-uh. Katie did? See, this we were on set for the shoot, and I said, man, you hear them katydids, and I had several guys be like, what are you talking about?
No, never.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know exactly what they look like, but I know it's a bug.
Is it the same thing as a cicada?
Yeah.
It's not the same. They're like a cousin.
Oh.
But I guess, I don't know, I thought everyone, that's what we always, I thought cicadas were katydids growing up. They are separate, different. Cicadas are locusts. Yes? No?
Yeah, katydids are slender, green, leaf-like insects.
It's just a funner name to say.
I feel like my granddad used to like be like, Katie did, like kind of call me that.
Oh, call you a little bug?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What creature?
Stick bug. What's up, stick bug?
I mean, it was pretty fitting.
What's up?
Wow. One of the defining features of the cicadas is the sheer volume of their singing, which can reach 100 decibels and can sound like a lawnmower or dirt bike or tractor.
Wait, did you post that story,
yeah,
Derek?
So yeah, Derek's loud. Fired
my,
up.
Ours have toned down. Going. There was a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Our neighborhood's very tree-y, and it was kind of...
It did seem quieter when I got out here than just a few miles where we live. I swear it's so much louder.
A couple weeks ago, you could kind of not go outside. Yeah. It was so loud.
Yeah.
So loud. But, I had the cool air. Tell me that cool air football.
It feels like football.
Yeah, I mean, it just one night the temperatures dropped 25 degrees. It's amazing now.
It's amazing. I got 3 fantasy drafts coming up, so I'm busy. Sunday night, Monday night, Wednesday night.
Actually,
bedtime on your own.
I already did it 5 times this week.
I'm just kidding. I put a couple of those are post bedtime for you.
Thank you.
And I'm very excited. How do you? A lot of women listening.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of men. Play fantasy football. Katie, tell us just lay it out there. What are your thoughts on fantasy football? How do you feel as it's around the corner?
I think that it is a nice way to have some camaraderie with your guy friends. However, you spend way too much time on it. And I
way too much time on friendship? Is that what you just said?
On
There's a cap on friendship?
On picking players for a fake league, yes. And I think that the real drawback is that it makes you... I mean, one thing, we kind of just like did it, kind of just like kind of, but it then makes you feel like you should watch like all of the football games because you have players.
Not all of them, just all the games I have players.
I kind of think that they should make it so that you can only pick from a couple of teams. That way there's only a couple of games you have to watch.
Yeah.
I think that would really cut down on
like fantasy football, AFC North only.
Yeah.
You get four teams.
I think that would really help with the amount of time.
That's a good compromise. Doesn't sound fun from the guy's side, but that's a fun idea.
I have a confession. I joined a league.
What? You did? As of when?
Kind of. Well, all of our girls in our community group have done it the past 2 years, and I just haven't. And so this year, one other girl was not doing it with me, and she joined this year. And so I'm like, okay, am I really going to be the only
odd number
person?
Of broads, yeah. Can't have odd broads.
I also don't want to really do it. So I'm kind of a co...
Oh, okay. Co- you're not doing anything.
Co-president.
So... Co-leader. I'm not sure she knows that that means I'm doing nothing. Yeah. I'm just kind of going to be there to hang out, but I'm just going to go hang out.
Who do we like this year?
Oh, you'll have to ask my co-captain. Name,
besides Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, name one player.
Who hasn't been on quarterback.
Besides Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Besides Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, who hasn't been on the show quarterback. Name a player.
Who didn't go to Georgia Tech?
Oh, that was
oh, no.
She was.
What was the one guy with Georgia Tech you guys kind of knew?
Darren Waller.
Retired.
Yeah, that's why I thought. I was like, he's not playing, so I can't even.
So no one. Truly zero. You have to do some. Wait, I kind of want to help you.
Yeah.
Does Tom Brady still play?
Tom Brady's almost playing. He talks about it a lot.
He does.
You know what's sad is that
he's still getting attention.
I watch those quarterback shows and they surely mentioned other players, but I don't.
Blank.
Amon-Ra, St. Brown. That's the tough part. Some of the names.
How about this? John Watson.
Pretty close.
There might be a John Watson. I like they didn't even go super common last name.
John Watson.
John Watson, NFL.
Not current. Looks like he was a lineman in the... he was a lineman, looks like in about the 80s, 70s.
It's pretty good.
Look at me. I know some football history.
What about blank McCaffrey?
Oh, Christian McCaffrey.
There we go. There okay,
I figured you know that one. Yeah. Come on. What about what's his name?
Alex Earls.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Oh,
Braxton.
Braxton.
Braxton Berrios.
Yeah, I forgot tough about name. Him.
What about Jesse James, husband? Remember him?
Something Decker.
Yep. You just know her last name.
smart. I didn't know that. Who's your co-leader?
Ashley.
And that's her first time.
Yeah. We the two of us plus the one person who moved away. We were the three girls that were not doing it. And then one girl moved away.
Three to take two teams.
Smart, one person dropped out. Yet? I have zero information.
Snake draft? Snake draft or standard?
I'm not doing anything.
Auction? Keeper?
I'm just...
Keeper? Redraft?
Guillotine?
Just there to hang out. Maybe I'll bring the snacks.
Waiver wire?
Ooh, I'll be the snack.
How much FAAB budget do you have?
Yeah. Which FAAB?
This is why I don't...
Sleeper? ESPN?
This
CBS?
Is why I do not care about
don't
it
Don't tell me Yahoo.
Don't tell me.
So I'm going to be snack girl. Bring snacks for everyone.
That'll be your value.
Mm-hmm.
Real quick, let's do... Two truths and a lie. We're going to give you fantasy football draft advice. One of these things is not accurate.
Okay.
All right, you try to figure it out. You should draft a kicker super early in the draft.
Mm-hmm. Two truths and a lie?
Yeah.
A white guy has led all of fantasy in points. Sometime pretty recently.
A guy by the first name of Bijan should be drafted before Patrick Mahomes.
What's the lie?
The kicker.
Dang
wow,
it.
Okay.
Good job. She I made it too obvious.
Good job. I'm going to help you. This will be fun.
You don't have to help me.
You're saying
I'm only bringing the snacks. You don't need to help me.
He's like, ooh, I can do it.
I'll go. Okay, I'll she gets go. It. I'll go.
You can just like, do it for I'll
go.
Us.
Can I go?
No.
If I tried to walk into that, would they yell at me to leave?
Maybe if you like are Tracy.
Oh.
Wait, I didn't tell you this. When was it the other day? I was trying to say something like, I was gonna trying to say like, yeah, Trey grabbed this or did something, whatever. And I said Tracy.
Oh boy.
Oh, no. To who?
I think it was
my husband Tracy will be here.
It was really weird. I don't know why I did that.
Dang.
I think it was maybe just to Aaliyah, so she thought it was funny. Have or you to guys, my mom or funny. Somebody
I,
that
so many times I slip up and I'm like, yeah, yeah, my wife Crazy's calling. Katie.
No, you call me your sister's name, which is
have you guys ever called each other mom or dad?
Be honest.
I mean, we do with our kids now.
No, yeah, that's no, not like that. I call her my sister's name a lot because it's Casey.
Pretty similar. Mean,
yeah. It's not like I'm like just ran like Savannah. It's a very similar name.
Yes.
And it's not weird.
That's nice.
Did you guys see every influencer on the planet post about Lola Blankets a week or so ago?
And I thought to myself, I'd like to get on that action.
That's what, yeah. So you're welcome. They called and said, how do we get Jake? I said, well, he's got a podcast.
And so Katie's
we're
podcast. Here.
We're proud ambassadors. You said mm-hmm. Jane, our friend Jane I made videos with, she had an ATV. Oh, you said
Jake
that?
Was saying that.
I Derek that, did. Yeah. Dang, dude. Dang.
Whoa.
He had a look on his face like, dang, this guy behind the camera, you're so loved. Gotta be, someone said something interesting. There's only two other options.
It's either one, it's me or you.
Huh.
It was.
Was someone upstairs say it?
Did Thomas say that? That's crazy, so right?
Too bad he's gonna be like a hole over there.
Lola Blankets, we have like five now.
And we love them. Thomas loves them.
We got them from both our mothers.
Yeah, we got them from our moms. It is the best
blanket on the market. World's number one blanket. So soft. Luxury, vegan, faux fur, and a signature four-way stretch that sets it apart. It's stretchy. It's nice. It's our go-to gift. We gifted it to both our mothers.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to give them another. They have over 10,000 five-star reviews. Once you feel it, you'll know why. There's a reason it's called the world's number one blanket. This thing is next level. We have an offer for you guys. For a limited time, our listeners are getting a huge 35% off. That's right. None of these wimpy 15, 10, 3, 5, 35% off.
Woo!
Your entire order. LolaBlankets.com and use code CORRECTOPINIONS. That's all you got to do. Go to LolaBlankets.com, use code CORRECTOPINIONS, all one word, no spaces, CORRECTOPINIONS, for 35% off after you purchase. They'll ask you where you heard about us. Please support our show. Tell them we sent you. Wrap yourself in luxury with Lola Blankets.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I think the fans will like this. Do an impression of every guy doing fantasy football. Like, what do I sound like that makes it annoying?
Okay. I'm you. Hey, Katie, I gotta go.
The voice already. Okay, sorry.
Okay, sorry. I gotta.
This is good.
Dude, the voice is good. She's in a unique. She's in a fun 24-hour period here.
Keep nailing the voice.
Emphasis on that word.
I'm kind of booked up this week. I know I should have probably told you way sooner, but like this week, I'm actually missing three bedtimes because I got our mock drafts. Is that cool?
I don't talk like that.
Okay, so I know, so this is the mock draft. So like in a couple weeks, then we're going to do the real draft. So I'm going to be gone from the family even more for these fake teams. And there's three of them, and two of the leagues actually have pretty much the same guys in it. But they are separate leagues.
They are separate. Different culture, different rules.
Yeah, different apps.
So it's going to be really good use of my time to be like away from you. Is to do these fake drafts and then okay. The real drafts. So,
well, if it's for free, I think that's fun, right? You guys are all just doing it for fun.
Oh no, it's like $500 a league.
thing.
Well, it's an investment. I'm in the money constantly.
Yeah. I always win it back, except that one year where I actually came in last place.
When?
What happened?
And you had to run. I had to run a half marathon. You don't remember that?
Where'd you run it at?
I had to run it in Matt's backyard.
It's not what we call him.
It's not his name.
I'm in my 30s and I just ran around my pin Matt's backyard and almost injured myself.
We don't call him Matt.
O'Neill's.
It's Bro-Neill's.
Bro-Neill's.
How do you know who to draft every year?
I spend hours researching it, and you know what? I'm always on my phone, kind of ignoring the family. It's when I'm doing it, and when I'm listening to things. I know you think I'm listening to like sermons or something, but I'm listening to these random guys in their basement talk about these players that
they know the data.
That they're spending time making a podcast in their basement about this fake league.
All right, that sounds awesome. Can you send that to me?
Yeah.
They know their stuff. Well, thanks for the support. And I did get last in my other league last year. But this year's going to be different.
This year will be different.
Big way. Big way. Let's get to some correct opinions, shall we?
Great.
You want to start?
Sure. I think my correct opinion is the male had a good run, but I think we're okay now.
Oh my gosh, I said that today.
Today?
Yes.
Yeah, when are they gonna stop mail?
I think pennies, nickels, landline, dimes, and mail can all go. I'm okay with quarters.
I was throwing away, you know, the pile of stuff that you get, and I said we could just save the planet by stop doing this.
Now that I don't care for. I just, that's it's a hoax, so but annoying. It's just a waste of the USPS loses how much money every year? Just stop.
Stop.
I don't Chill. Even know how they get our addresses. Like, how are these magazines showing up for things I've never bought?
Cookies. Truly.
Truly.
Thanks.
I love when, so we do have a million magazines show up, and I'm like, Katie, she's like, I didn't, but yeah, you're surfing the web on every website imaginable. At some point, you're giving them, you somehow, your data. But it would be a fun, if it was like, hey, this much of the Amazon has been ruined so we could send you snail mail. I'd like to see that info.
It would be interesting. And also, I don't think there's a single thing that has to happen via mail that we can't do either via email or just let Amazon or FedEx send it to me.
Our mailman got in trouble because he threw away a bunch of junk mail in a dumpster. I wanted to give him a medal, but he got disciplined for it.
That's a mailman who cares.
Yeah.
I think that's like low-key a federal offense.
It was just the junk mail, though. He didn't throw away anyone's personal stuff. Okay. He really did just throw away stuff.
I mean, I support him. Yeah. I really do, but.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite. We're talking about like just bits you can constantly do. No thanks, I'm a Christian.
Yeah.
That's my master. If like my mom or Katie would like open one of my junk mails, I'd be like, that's a federal crime. That's a great bit. Oh, I'm living with a criminal, a felon. Don't open my mail.
That feels like something a boomer would say.
Mm. A funny joke.
About mail.
What is
Oh, we're not still doing the roasting bit?
I just start crying.
Okay. I think, I don't know, how much longer can it last? Because there are certain things that's like, well, I guess for some reason, not everyone does have an email address. So I guess you can't like send jury duty over email. But I think you could figure it out. Give the boomers a deadline.
DM me jury duty.
DM me jury duty.
Dang it, I saw it. It says red.
I saw
it. Says scene.
I mean, that is it. Yeah.
You saw it.
No, it was in my request. It's in my request. I never saw it.
I swear.
Yeah. I mean, there are a couple things like when you get like your car title or things that have to be like notarized or signed. Yeah, someone else could deliver it.
Yeah. License plate, Amazon. Jury duty, FedEx. US Census. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Just use what I said last year.
Use my cookies.
Yeah. Honestly. Yeah. You kind of know how much I make based off what I'm shopping for. You know, I'm white. I bought Bombas.
It's a great Kurt's opinion.
Yep.
And you ever use ChatGPT and just kind of like tell it everything about you? I'm starting to get concerned about it. You'd be like, hey, here's my situation. Tell me what to do.
Mm-hmm. It's nice.
It's nice. It's also,
oh,
you talk about, everyone knows, they can know anything about me. It's really okay by me. They know everything.
They do know a lot. And that's okay.
They haven't used it to do anything bad to me yet. They just, what? Oh, serve me ads I love?
It's better for everybody. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I've said this before. I do love my personalized ads.
You love to give your cookies. They're like, oh, something showed up in the mail. I love this brand, and then you're shopping.
I'm not gonna shop the magazine though. It's kind of, I'll shop online, but I'm not gonna shop the magazine.
Exactly. I think if we stop the mail, we stop the magazine, because the magazine people are wasting their time and money.
Yeah.
Can you imagine working for a magazine? It's just a website at this point, right?
Right.
Websites are good. I like websites.
They're just taking their website photos and turning it into a magazine.
Tell me how much does it raise your blood pressure when you go, ooh, interesting article. And he goes, for $1, you can read this article.
Yeah.
Kill me. I want to be like, how do I never give this company money ever? And they're like, well, we're trying to run ads, run so many ads. Do a website where I have to click on 19 ads, but I can just read it. I'll do it.
You know what happens about once a year? I go on like, oh yeah, how bad was Genghis Khan? Let's look it up real quick. You get on Wikipedia. Hey, we humbly ask you.
Yeah.
I'm not donating to Wikipedia. I'll do it.
Wait, and they're so desperate.
Can we have 247?
Please.
No.
Please join the 2% of readers that help us. Only 2% help us.
And it's kind of lame how little they ask. Can we have $1.75, please?
I have not looked at Wikipedia.
You freaking digital bum. Run ads on your website.
Yeah.
No one cares. We'd be. You've never seen this? I love Wikipedia.
I haven't been on Wikipedia in years.
They're so.
You need to Google more.
Just run the ads. Be a trillionaire.
Drake's over there having. Drake.
Drake?
Drake.
Okay. You got a little swag to. She saw you. That was racist. She saw you sipping that orange drink.
Uh-huh. Looking a little tan.
She goes, Drizzy Drake in the studio.
I was going to say drink, and then I said Jake.
He's got orange. If you're listening, I challenge, go to our YouTube and subscribe and leave a comment, please. And Jake is drinking orange drink out of a wine glass, exactly like Drake. And she called him Drake.
Because I was going to say drink, and then I said Jake. But I was going to say, Jake is drinking what it looks like a mimosa.
Hey, we're having a good time. Wikipedia. I don't think anyone's ready to give Wikipedia and Craigslist like a Nobel Prize. Like, thank you, sir, for not serving ads. It's like, just we don't care. Make money. You have a good thing.
That's what I some influencers I meet, they're like, I turned down a brand deal. I don't want to like, I don't want people to, I've done some weird one. I did something last year. I feel like I hadn't had a brand. I'm like, sure, let's do it. It was like some weird app. You know what some of these brands have done to me recently? I think it's the new thing. They're starting to get these influencers who are too nice. Never in my 10 years had I ever had a brand be like, two or three came back like, hey, so we just feel like it didn't do as good as we wanted. Would trade us like post again for free? And we're like, wait, what? That's not how it works. I've never been asked that ever. I've been asked that like 3 times in the last few months.
Just recently. Hey, try again.
Like one was like, hey, could you try it? They're like, he put paid partnership tool on, which hurts engagement. We never told him to do that.
Hey, he followed FTC guidelines.
Yeah. We didn't want him to do that. Could he post like just to something else for us? Like, what? No.
It's so funny.
But you know, they probably just like, why not ask? And couple of them are like, okay.
What's the words? Friday Pickleball. For the most part, we don't do a lot of brand deals because we have our own paddles, and that is kind of the revenue driver. But every now and then, someone for the right price will like pay us to post on Instagram. We had 2 companies do it. They've both been alcohol brands. I don't drink. Scott is Mormon. And we're like, go get yourself some Stratosphere gin, baby.
They're like, these boomer picklers, they love to pickle and go home and drink. Yeah. Some gin, the hard stuff.
Yeah.
Has that video come out yet?
We've done 2 out of the 3. And you probably didn't see the first 2.
Oh, okay.
Dude, the alcohol brands, I mean, you've done it for years and years. Like, the age gating's insane.
Oh, yeah.
The algorithm is just like, what's the lowest people we can send it to?
Yeah, exactly. Scream, it's for 21 and up. Say it 17 times.
It also kind of doesn't work. Like, I had to age gate it for 21 and up. And Rachel's on her Instagram and it's like, it's not showing up on mine. I'm like, mm-hmm. well, that's good.
Yeah. She's like, I have something to admit.
Yeah. Like, oh my gosh. I thought you looked young. You have such good skin. Does she have good skin?
Yeah, she has a great skin.
Why would you even put her in that position?
What
is
I
it
did.
Too? Is it too good a skin? 20-year-old skin?
Maybe.
That's a compliment. I mean, would a girl, like if someone came up to you and they go, oh my gosh, what are you, 19? You'd like that?
Yes, I had flawless skin at 19.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
But do you ever just wish, sometimes I'm like, I kind of want to take like a random poll from strangers and be like, how old do you think I am? I want to know.
Oh, sure.
Huh.
That like, no, just genuinely. Yeah, you just want to every now and then maybe walk up to like a big group of girls out to dinner. I go, hey, I'm not trying to be weird. I'm just trying to genuinely get an 1 to 10.
Okay, that's not what
no,
I was
no,
saying.
Right?
That's not what I was saying. Because
you're just kind of like, I'm genuinely not fully aware. And then everyone goes, think, oh, 7. I'm like, oh, thank you. Thank you like, for your all time.
Right, now can I have 15 minutes of your time? I have a quick comedy set I'd like to do.
Yeah.
Now did it.
Now. No? All right.
But yeah, don't you? I kind of...
All right, I do high rocks. 5, 5, 5.
I kind of just want to get a, you know, helps kind of get a gauge.
I've thought about that with my comedy show, especially early on. I was like, because all these companies, what do? Please fill out the survey for us. How'd you think? What'd you think? Yeah. I wanted to just kind of go around and be like,
was it good?
Just
did
actually
you laugh?
What, like actually, no, it's good. It's good. No, yeah. But like really shoot me straight here. 1 to 10.
Yeah.
Where am I at?
John Crist saw me perform probably my 6th time ever performing.
Mm.
And he's like, dude, you're really good. I was like, I kind of just want to hear it straight.
Yeah.
I kind of just
want... helpful? Say it.
Yes, exactly. That's really nice of you. Please. Just lay it on. I can take it. I played a lot of sports. Right,
you,
I can take it.
You gotta be self-aware. You kind of gotta...
I love criticism. I really do. I genuinely...
You actually really do, yeah.
And I remember one of my good friends early on, he came... When I was early, I was like, I did this to him. And he's like a really sweet guy. I was like, what'd you think? He's like, it was good, man. It was good. I was like, no, like really like
mm-hmm.
what and he would do. I was like, pick a part of the show that was bad. Like, what would you, and he just goes, I really don't like this.
He's like, this part sucks.
Yeah. He's like, can you please stop? I was like, okay. Yeah. I was basically back in the corner. Tell me I suck, dude.
Tell me it wasn't funny.
I know. Yeah. Tell me I suck. Come on. By the way, it does feel good to know I'm still dating a 22-year-old.
I bet.
I've been telling people, when you go out on the road, and like, where's your wife? I'm like, oh, she's probably studying for midterms.
Yeah, she's at a Kappa function tonight.
Her biological age.
Biological age
Learned that
22.
From Function Health. Proud sponsor alert, Function Health.
Yeah. I've been learning so many things.
Got more results?
Well, 2 results, which I didn't even know were a thing, which one of them, I've always had fine iron levels. Fine iron levels? Yeah, I said that right.
Fine iron.
But there are other things that can impact it. Like ferritin is your iron storage protein. Oh. And I think that one was low.
Ferritin.
Yeah.
Oh, you so, don't like, store it well.
I've never been tested for that.
It says ferritin, it's your iron storage. Think of it like a bank. Low ferritin means the body's reserves are running low. Uh-oh. High ferritin can reflect iron overload or right. other stress on the
Gonna
body.
Get an iron credit union or something.
So that was interesting. And then something I got recently, all of my cholesterol numbers are fine, but the size of my cholesterol.
This is in depth.
It's big back.
is like just above whatever the lines are supposed to be. And
interesting.
So I was like, I didn't realize that there were like different sizes for HDL and LDL. And so anyway, I'm learning a lot.
Learning that. It says iron, ferritin, and copper. You test for copper. It's Whoa. Essential for mobilizing iron from storage. Without enough copper, iron can get stuck in tissues. Fascinating. So Function Health tests all this and more. Over 160 biomarkers. It's amazing. We've all done it. We love it. Learn more and join using our link. The first 1,000 that sign up get $100. $100 credit toward their membership. FunctionHealth.com/Trey or use gift code Trey100 at sign up. That's Trey space 100 at sign up to own your own health. FunctionHealth.com/Trey.
Ready?
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino. America's social casino.
My correct opinion is that your tattoos are cool as long as you're in a cool. My correct opinion.
From the yikes, top, yikes. Everyone reset. Act one, scene one. Marker. Action.
My correct opinion is your tattoos are cool as long as you're in a cool setting.
Oh, it's like environment based.
This happened upon me. We were in Ozarks. You see where I'm going with this?
In Ozarks.
At a public, we were at, stayed at one of those like big groups, lodges that's part of like a community, and they have a pool you can go to. Okay. Go to the pool. I'm looking around. I'm seeing tats. And you go, we're in the Ozarks. A couple people over here looking a little rough. And there's a couple over here, even a couple people in our crew. Cool tats. They get too close to trailer trash. You start to go, wait. Did you get that tattoo in L.A. or from Bob and the who has a trailer?
Yeah, I don't think they're not great in direct sunlight. I think you got to have a little indoor lighting, a little mood lighting, a little coffee shop
like
lighting.
A cool shirt.
Sunset.
On.
Yeah.
Cool sunglasses.
But like high noon.
Walking in a cool store. But
it has to be like accessorized with your clothes.
Accessorized and the lighting. Setting, lighting. I think
geography. Say the same,
like, oh, you got a blue streak in your hair? Or whatever people do that's cool. Oh, you're out in Miami and it's a nice nightclub and it's like, ooh, how cool. But then you're in the Ozarks at noon with
not good.
A beer in your hand.
Yeah,
they
not
go,
good.
That girl needs a job. Yeah. Something to be said for that.
It is. I mean, it's kind of like, it's a similar theory. I feel like the prettier and cooler you are, the like uglier clothes you can wear or like the uglier haircut you could have.
Whoa.
So it's like, you're true. So
interesting.
You're
paradox
so,
of beauty.
Pretty or you're so cool or whatever that you can get away with the other stuff.
That's wow. Yes. That's what people go, I can't pull that off. They're just going, I'm ugly.
Well, that's not what I said.
No, that's kind of what they're saying.
Kind of, though.
Kind
yeah.
of.
Because
then
yeah.
you tell a hot person to go, I can't pull them off like you pull them off. You're just saying, you're hot, so you can kind of look stupid.
Yeah.
That's what, yeah, hot people go, wow, I'm going to buzz my head.
I was just thinking that.
I so badly want to buzz my head and be like, super hot.
I know
but
you've said
just,
this before.
But because you, I don't know if you guys, you look at like the super hot guys that are like, I buzz my head and wow, I just look cool. I buzzed my head in college. I looked like a mole rat. I just didn't, so much forehead.
Yesterday.
I didn't look like James Franco at all.
After church, we were talking about hair and hair loss. And Rachel like really likes my hair. And she's like, I would rather go bald before you go bald.
Oh, wow.
Like, yeah,
that's really nice.
I mean, wow. These wives are supportive, but the transplant, Katie was the number one supporter. She's like, I mean, if
please,
it's not like she didn't bring it up, but I was kind of like, I don't know, do I need it? She's like, no qualms here.
Fly a turkey beneath, whatever it takes.
Oh, bummer. You're going to have hair longer? Bummer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Katie hit me with a, should I do the mom bob?
Yeah, I kind of think, though...
It's going to hurt your age when you go talk to the girls at the bar.
Right. And I think that maybe I was in a bad place.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, good. That was
some hormones.
When
or...
I texted you that at midnight after I had like not slept because our kid was sick and you were gone, that probably should have been a good clue.
That's right. I should have been more aware of
that. Should I cut my hair short? It was like midnight.
At midnight...
I was sober.
A selfie with her hair behind her shoulders, and she'd just been alone with kids. I should have. You might as well text me like, "Hey, I'm this close to jumping off the roof."
Yeah. Should I sign up for the Air Force?
Yeah.
Like, all right, I see where.
Okay, I'm on my way home. I'm on my way. All right, Katie, yeah. Your correct opinion.
Okay, my correct opinion is that going to bed with wet hair as a female or anyone with really long hair is horrible. I know that you guys don't like my female correct opinions.
People loved your correct opinions. I'm just sorry.
The girls like it.
We just stare at you like,
yeah.
Yeah.
And I think this one specifically, are there people saying, something contrary to this? Yeah, I would assume it's horrible.
I've seen people post like, there's nothing better than like getting all clean in a shower and just like having clean wet hair and going to sleep.
Oh, well, I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm glad you don't do that. Try to roll over and give you a good night kiss.
Yeah, it's like an eel's next to you.
I did it one time. Where last does week.
Kelp come from?
Slimy.
I feel like once every like 6 months, I'm like, man, that'd be really easy. I could just like shower and I'll just go to bed. And I do it. And for two reasons, I am freezing. Oh, all I remember
you doing it. I'm so cold. Yeah.
Jack, don't let go, Jack.
And number two, my hair wakes up insane. Like there's no coming. It's like, it looks horrible.
It feels like it would still be wet. Like if you have thick hair and you just lay on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gross.
So
you bacteria in the back.
Good correct opinion. Titanic. I saw some new museum or something. They said you could touch the ice. The Titanic, the ocean water was colder than freezing.
Yeah.
Because of the salt, it wasn't frozen. But you see that? You see that? But those guys were like, but the people out in the water, they were cold plunging.
Yeah.
So like they got a little healthier first.
Yeah. It's cool that they died at their healthiest. Mm-hmm.
When you think about it, they were locked in. Yeah. Probably were in a state of pure bliss.
Yeah. It's too bad. Yeah. They couldn't have hopped in a hot tub really quickly. Man, they would have been so freaking healthy.
Control your breathing.
I've been cold plunging more this summer.
Where? When?
It still sucks. I mean, I can't believe it's good for you.
What? You have one?
Lifetime has one.
That's nice.
It's well, mine, like
I
can't large...
get it going, and it's all I broke it so bad. I need to figure it out.
Yeah.
What did you do in there?
I hit it with my car.
Yeah.
The only place I've ever seen people keep a cold plunge, a car cannot get to it. How did you hit a cold plunge with your car?
Oh, you know, in hindsight, I was like, "This is where I'll put it." I never thought anything else about it, and it just we right have a car. We have the one car that's smaller, and our garage is big enough where. It's just up at the front of the garage. So okay. I pull up and I just
smoked it.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
The caveat is that this was when we brought Eva home from the hospital.
Oh, yeah. It's that.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was
so it's slept. Been I was drunk. Almost a year now that we haven't been able to use it because she's only one next month.
Okay. I got some fun clips. Go to this first one, Derek. This is not even a video. It's just a guy posted, what's the weirdest rule your family had growing up?
Mm.
Went viral. Comments are great. I don't know if y'all have any that come to mind. A couple come to mind for me. We went through this. My parents taught us this little strategy for how to, you know, whatever a kid does when like adults are talking, you're just like, nah, 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 dad, dad. Mm-hmm. Trying to teach us, hey, when adults are talking, you can't just run up and scream to us. So we just run up and just like touch them.
Oh, that was like, I'd like permission.
Mm-hmm. That, I remember that one. And then that's not too weird, but the next was when they would tell us something, you know, you go do this. And we're, I don't want to. They taught us, you're welcome to appeal it. Like an appeal. So every time they told us to do something, we'd say, may I have an appeal?
And then you would present your case?
So yeah, just like, you're me as a kid. Hey, go clean your room.
I don't want to. I'd like an appeal.
Well, sure. Okay. What's your appeal?
I'd rather just stay out here and watch TV.
Appeal denied. You'll clean your room. That's all it was. But I guess that taught us, I guess, that, well, hey, we'll hear you out, but.
Not good enough.
And then probably my favorite rule was if my hands came off my knees, I got more. Need to keep them on there, dude.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that was a rule for us.
You never got spanked once.
I did a couple times.
You actually got spanked?
Yeah.
For what?
Guess. It's still something I struggle with to this day.
Blocking all your brother's shots in basketball. Being a just an enforcer around the rim.
Yeah. Just like, hey, let them score. What you do to this day?
For not going to bed.
Oh, sure.
Night out.
I've wanted to give her some whoopings. Go to sleep. Wow. So you
got to wait for her hair to dry.
That's how you got a couple.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What, like twice ever?
More than that, but I don't know. My parents claim, they would probably claim like twice, but it was probably.
When you're like a little kid? Skinny, skinny tall Katie?
Yeah.
He's like spanking the back of her knees. I can't find the thing. So.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The first thing I thought of is, and I've tried to work on a bit about this, but I can't figure it out. But my mom wouldn't let us like shower if there was like thunderstorming.
We talked about this at our group trip.
We have
recently.
Grown adult friends who still believe this.
I mean, maybe there's science to back it up, but there's nothing in my own head current with the current education I have. I can't figure out why
they claim that if the lightning strikes your house, it's going to travel through the pipes through the water and electrocute you.
If that's how I go, it feels like God personally is inviting me to heaven. Like,
oh yeah. That guy.
He's showering right now. Hurry, go.
ChatGPT. It's not recommended. Lightning can travel through your home's plumbing. Water is a conductor. So if lightning strikes your house, it can move through metal pipes and water into the shower.
Well, if you're not grounded. So if you're going to shower in a thunderstorm, try to get up off your feet, like hop around a lot. And then if it does strike, hopefully you're in the air. I think you'd be fine. Huh. I also couldn't be around windows if it was thunderstorming because the lightning would like reach in and strike me.
Well, okay.
Uh-oh.
I don't really follow this rule, but to be fair, my parents' house got struck by lightning while my youngest brother was in his room and he was gaming and he had on his noise canceling headphones. So thankfully it didn't like hurt his ears, but it struck like right where his bedroom is. And the window didn't like blow out on him or anything, but
I can't believe your house got struck by lightning. Yeah. I didn't actually think that happened.
Yeah.
And I think the root of this is all that time on those video games. I mean, they're just bad for you.
Bad.
All those school shooters.
No.
Oh, well.
They were huge on 4 on the Floor. I couldn't leave my chair back. Apparently, they would buy the worst constructed chairs of all time. That they said they were moments away from snapping.
You can't just be on two legs.
I guess that's annoying, though.
Me and Rachel will sometimes talk about how when you're a kid, just like different things your parents enforce on you, you had no idea if we were like middle class, dirt poor, or maybe rich at times. It's just like you couldn't ever tell.
Yeah.
The way my dad treated the air conditioning, I thought we were on the brink of losing it all.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Hey. Close that.
This day, we go and visit my parents, and there's nothing I can do to communicate to my father because with a two-story house, and this top story is like me and my sister's rooms. And so they basically never set foot up there until we visit. And it's like set to some hellish, like it automatically, it's like 78 during the day. It just goes off at night or whatever it is. And there's nothing. We just go up there and it's like, ah. And there, I just like, God, we got to turn this down. And I go up there and he's like, how cold is it up here? It's a good rite of passage though.
My mom is also big. I think still to this day, like let the dog, super out in the country, not another house for miles. Let the dog out for a second to go to the bathroom, close that door and lock it.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's Safety always first. Been that way. Yeah. I'm like, it's a tough rule for me to follow.
I am like that here, but not, I feel like growing up, we weren't as much like that.
Like during the day, you want the doors locked here?
Here, yeah.
Really? Here?
Yeah, I know. She's big on it.
Yeah.
It was huge about eating every single bite of food on your plate.
Yeah.
That was really enforced.
Yeah.
Once I got more into middle school doing sports, I had to do 3 protein shakes a day.
Well, look at you now. High rocks. That paid off.
Yep.
Paid off pretty well. Probably the most, this wasn't a weird rule, but like kind of more on like, it was like kind of where do we stand here? Probably the one of the most embarrassing things my dad made me do was, I guess I was probably in middle school, you know, peak like embarrassment feelings. Mm-hmm. And cereal was like buy one, get one free. And he made me push around a extra wide cart in Walmart, completely filled to the top of cereal.
Wow.
You want to take advantage. Jeez.
I was mortified.
Really? Like, what if someone sees me? I have 35. Like,
so much cereal.
It's so embarrassing.
We saw Katie back at school. Yeah. We saw Katie at the store. She was buying so much cereal. Big bag.
Yeah, big cart. Yeah, big cart.
Big cart. Big bag pushing the big cart.
I was so embarrassed. Yeah. Of course, it was all generic brands, so we didn't eat all of it.
Oh, the generic.
Oh, yeah. It comes in the dog food sack. That's fun.
It wasn't even dog food sack, but wow. Yeah. That.
Okay. Let's get to.
I have one more. I just thought. Oh, of.
You have
this
one more.
This is for the really, you know, certain recties. You'll appreciate this. I knew a guy super sheltered. You know, there's a big debate in Christian culture, old earth versus new earth. Like, was it a literal 7 days that God created Earth, or did he create, you know, over millions of years? This family believed, no, this is New Earth. It was a bad word for them to say millions. You couldn't, I mean, that word as a whole.
Doesn't make sense, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, like we don't even say that word.
Wow. Oh, wow. Like millions of dollars. There's a, they'd have yeah. to say like thousand.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's funny. That's
we just don't even acknowledge that things could have happened. Yeah. Like the Earth isn't old. Fossils aren't old.
I do feel like the bad words, like I'm kind of being reminded, you kind of forget, but now that we have Thomas, there's like that show you put on yesterday. I was like, turn it off. Because they were saying stupid repeatedly. Like he's two. He doesn't need to know that word.
Wouldn't it be funny if you just walked up to a kid in school and said, "Why are you stupid?"
No, he would get in trouble. Yes,
oh, he would.
Yes.
Let's get to how much?
55.
Let's get to a segment. I need Judge Jake.
Yep, you got it.
Judge Jake.
I didn't realize we need to judge Jake. So
this one. This is over for the first time ever. You got to realize we're. Katie's been an amazing mom. It's to her life. She's exhausted. But I'm not saying this is why we maybe had an extra special fight on this. But for the first time ever, she got mad at me about content.
Uh-oh. First time ever?
And first time ever, like, hey, you posted that? Not cool, dude. First time ever.
Dang. I wonder what
You could probably guess what it's about because you already know.
Oh, see, she's kind of like got this crazy vibe right now. Do you want to start or would like, can I do the
opening
I think statement?
You should always start because I think that way I can tell everyone how you're wrong.
Judge, thank you, Your Honor.
Yes.
For taking the time.
Please, this stand is yours.
Yeah. Creator of the Year, Trey Kennedy. speaking of which, you know, I create constantly. That's why I'm a creator.
Mm-hmm.
If being a creator is a crime, lock me up.
Okay.
That's me. And. So we're posting content, making content. Now, I'll let the prosecution touch on this, but I may have created a piece of content that was in reference to previously discussed content topic, but I made a little video that said about when a girl farts.
Mm.
And when you know it, upload it, don't think anything about it. It's as we're walking out the door to a date night that we haven't had in a while. I get a text that goes, it's just like a link to the video and goes, "Are you serious, dude?" Like as we're about to walk out and I go, "Oh no. And just, it's a heck of a car drive there, but we had a great date night. But we came to an agreement kind of, but I will say that video did amass 15 million views on Facebook. So
that's pretty
good. God's got a sense of humor. Mm-hmm. And I guess to come to you, Judge Jake, I would just say, I think there should be understanding here what I did wrong. I don't think it was that wrong.
Floor is yours.
Okay. So we all know how he created the farting song in his set.
Yes, a song once titled Katie Fart, now titled Katie Gross.
Yes, prefer the Katie Gross.
Got it.
Yeah. And
prefer the Katie Gross.
Katie Gross is approved.
Yes. And the people love Katie Gross.
They do.
I thought it was hilarious. But I just don't want him, I don't want a bunch of people thinking about me farting. That's just not ladylike, and I don't like that.
That's super gross.
Yes. So,
sorry.
I said you cannot sing that song. He did not handle that well. He then performed the song again after I told him not to. So that was like a really, really bad, like disrespectful. And so then I'm sitting there 12 months later.
She's got a look in her eye, man.
Yeah, and I'm trying to put Eva down for a date night and I see a video pop up. When my wife farts, and in the caption it says, Katie, every time she farts.
There's the right hook.
Man, when you describe it like that.
Katie, every time she farts.
My wife, Katie.
Tag. Noonan, Georgia, class of 09, when she farts.
I was like, yeah, so I'm trying to put Eva down in, so I'm like nursing her and like rage texting him. Like,
she's just every day, how dare you do that?
Yeah, that's not what I'm doing. So I was obviously very upset because I let him make fun of literally everything, and that was my line, and he crossed it again, and
you can make fun of everything, but the butt is where you draw the line.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So who do you think was right? Judge?
Were you kind of like, maybe she won't see
it? No, I immediately was, it was just kind of like a, yeah, what am, yeah, oh my gosh. I'm an idiot. I like.
The caption's wild.
You know, because I'm just like in a, like busy, like, even, yeah, I'm going to post this to be good. And so I immediately, she approved a re-upload. And I was just like, when she, it was generic. It's not about Katie, the video. It's about any girl.
I'm assuming.
That can relate.
This is how it goes.
When she farts, no mention of Katie now. She said, yeah, that's what, it was just like, you literally said my name, so.
And it's funny because, like, even if we never, ever had the conversation about me farting, I still wouldn't have wanted you to post that. It's like.
See, I would have been naive to that. I'll be fully honest.
That's wild.
It just makes you look cute. Like,
yeah.
It's not cute.
Aw.
All right. Well, yeah. So, do you need longer to deliberate? Or?
I think it seems like you kind of already found your solution. Don't do that again.
Okay. Man, people. That fart content's killing, though. Is that you got that as part of the decision?
It's
that,
15 million views. Yeah, so just keep that in mind. Just new caption next time.
I've never heard her fart.
Good.
Yep.
Once.
Yep.
Keep it. We had a lovely date night, didn't we?
We did. It really reminded me of like when we took Thomas to school for the first time and he cried and he said, I cried a lot at first, but then I got really happy. It was like that.
That's nice, Thomas.
Speaking of little kids, I did part of what I had to do, and I went to New York a day early because I shot this new content project we're working on where I'm messing with like little kids, like 6 year olds.
Yeah. That's fun.
Which I'll say more on Patreon. And I don't purposely keep stuff from y'all. I just gotta be honest. But it's like I can't just air this out. I learned that the hard way years ago. Katie called me. This girl we know is chewing me out because you dogged her on the podcast.
I will say I've seen some people online posting like a different whatever, just like I am in the Correct Opinions Patreon and I've been loving it because you really get like the inside scoop. Yeah. And like it feels like they're actually just talking.
There's some couple really good inside scoops of those kids. I'm not going to like publicly dog the kids, but it is wild because it was fun. I love kids and there's like a couple really cute kids that were fun. And there's some that you're like, just those classic kids, you meet them and they're like, what's your name? And like, Brendan, but my friends call me Bob the Theater Boy or something. Talk like that. And you're like, oh my gosh. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's a couple of those. There's a couple other just cute ones.
Get a Rubik's Cube in their hands. Let them go.
And then I realized like, I don't know what I was expecting, but pretty quickly it's like, oh, I'm not really trying to like banter with them and be funny. I'm just trying to like pry bits out of them.
Just see what they say.
Oh, hey, what's your favorite animal? It's a dolphin. Do you think a dolphin should belong on land? What if a dolphin was your doctor? Would it just like all this random stuff?
Yeah.
Until one finally says something crazy, you're like, nice. We got it.
That's kind of fun.
It is fun though.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about it. It's just wild that, because when you watch, this has been done before, right? You've like the Jimmy Kimmel or...
Wasn't there a whole show called Kids Say the Darnest
Things? And you're just watching it like, man, kids do say the darnest things. But they've taken 2 hours and brought you 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The other part was them going, I have to pee. Just spinning around a chair. Stop spinning the chair. Stop spinning the chair. I'm hungry. Okay. One at a time. Talk one at a time. But they were cute. There was a family there from Edmond.
Yeah, that is wild.
Well, that's nice.
Well, thanks. And she had a cute little 5-year-old girl. She was adorable. I loved her. And she kept calling me, you know, poopy. I have diarrhea head. You know, 5-year-olds, that kills with 5-year-olds.
Where do they find these kids? Is it like a modeling thing or?
No, what's funny? There's a girl in casting who I think definitely some kind of connections to theater, but she goes, like, one girl, she's like, I literally overheard her talking on the subway.
Oh, wow.
She's invited her.
And she's like, yeah. So we're joking that, yeah, I guess. I was like, in New York, they just have all these talent kids, but no, I think.
They're just picking creative. Random kids.
Yeah. So I'm thinking we could do our own. Derek, maybe just go to a park, start asking about kids.
Yep.
Yeah, no problem. Hey, that kid looks funny.
Hey, get him on cam.
I got an in-home studio. Just let us know how that goes. All right, we will keep going on Patreon. Thanks for the love. Give us 5 stars and let us know who you agree with on the Judge Jake thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
let us know.
15 million views. And I told, and that, so that's a lot on Facebook. It earns some money.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, usually how we do this is it's all my money.
Yeah.
But I want you to have that money.
What? A couple hundred bucks for your...
Do we think...
Is that what you're going to give me for my, like, weekly allowance?
Do we think... This is a good part of... This will end Judge Jake here. Do we think... So whatever that money earned on Facebook, does she get to do with that something fun, whatever she wants?
I think...
It's a nice amount.
25% can be spent exclusively by Katie for Katie.
I have no idea how much money that is, so I'm not sure if 25% is going to cut it, but...
He's like, is it
a I'll tell the Patreon how much I made.
All right. I can't wait to hear also.
All right. We'll keep going. Love you guys. Sierra Rectis or... What else did you come up with?
Dujacked.
Jake Paulers.
Jake Paulers, yeah.
What's up, Katie Kennedy's crew.
Home Grenites.
The what?
The KK what? What?
KKC.
Okay. Anyways, see you guys later.
Bye.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions. Correct opinions. Everything you say is the correct opinion.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.